Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Phyllis! Finally, yes. I got a person I can talk with. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I swear, some of these other receptionists, they're so slow. And then they don't even know what's going on. I mean, it's they don't even know who their supervisors are.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, they need to be educated. I mean, there's people with more. I mean, the ones I speak to that like you have a little bit more education, probably been there for a while, and familiarize themselves with things, et cetera, et cetera. But some of these, I don't know if they're relatively new, a couple of months, even. I mean, the one that I got one day is like, I'm doing a computer. I need to give it my service to help me understand how this. This is what they taught me. So it's just like she's just started.
Oh my gosh.
But you can't help it. That's the way, even with my company, you get people that's been working for the company anywhere from. Like, I worked there for 19 years, and I know John Chack has been over the 30 years, and then you get new people. Even the new guy that took over my route in Daytona Beach, that I handed over to him and trained him, he's already gone. And that's 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
People don't
want to stay, and they don't want to dedicate themselves, et cetera, et cetera. But there's some people, that are willing to enjoy what they're doing. I enjoyed what I'm doing. I just didn't like the workload that I was under. That's what pushed me. And 6 months later, after I retired, I had triple bypass because of circumstances. Long story. But I would say a good people that I know, Charlie had one of his lungs taken out, and he had to retire because or stop working because his good lung collapsed. And it's because of the environment that we work with. That's just what I call pest control. It's called pest elimination. We handle all the corporate locations, et cetera, et cetera. Like the Chili's and the Outbacks and the Hiltons and the Marriott's, the Walmart's. We're a multi-billion-dollar company, not just only pests, but institutions that keep things clean and sanitized. So when you go to a public place like a hotel, hospital, buy your food from Walmart, you're going to be safe.
Yes.
That's one thing I like about the company,
Yeah, there you go.
I like working with my customers and making them, taking care of them okay and solving their problems. But sometimes workload was just too much. There was a point in time where week after week, everything getting only like about two hours to 3 hours of sleep per day. because I try to go sleep again and I wouldn't get into any deep sleep. It's just laying there, because it's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And people say they don't have time.
Yep.
I didn't have time. I worked practically 24/7, 365. I couldn't take my holidays off the way because I was on call. Don't you sleep at night? Don't you go sleep at 10 o'clock and wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock. At least you got to sleep so many hours. But me, I didn't have that life. I had to wake up at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. Then some nights I had to go to work at 9 o'clock and work to 3 or 4 o'clock. I mean, I can talk. But people, I'm trying to reach out to all my friends and everything. Just call them on texting, emailing, and leave messages on the phone. Call me. And I'm surprised they don't call me back, even after a week or two, or never call me back. And I'm sending them emails saying, hey, look at my stuff that I had to go. Don't tell me, I got to go to sleep. Like the one called me back, I have to go to sleep at 8 o'clock tonight because I got to wake 4 o'clock in the morning. But at least you could sleep overnight. I never had the luxury.
Right.
I love people. I love my friends and everything. But don't give me that excuse. I know that maybe you got policemen that work overnight, you got firemen that work overnight, you got people work at Denny's and the restaurants and the hospitals.
Our firemen work 48 hours, no, 24 on and 48 off.
Yeah, but majority of the time they're resting and taking it easy until whenever that emergency, they have to, they have to go out. But you know, while they're downtime, they're in their facilities resting and taking it easy so they can. But me, I was constantly, not just sitting behind a desk. I was constantly doing physical, high physical labor. And then wee hours in the morning, you know what I'm saying? And climbing up the roofs and crawling here and bending down there and walking around here and like some degree weather outside and checking. I mean, yes, yeah, well, they're comforted in their bed, sleeping warm, comforted in their bed, getting 6 hours sleep at night. Yeah, I never had that luxury, you know. But I mean, I'm telling you because I've been dealing with this in the last couple of days. I've been sending out emails, you know, to these people. But the same thing with any kind of business organization. People, you know, like with you happening here and mine, and I just talked. I talked to two representatives before I got you, and it seemed like they're, I just say ditzy. You know, they, I mean, I was surprised. You don't know who to. I don't know. I know who he is. What? You know. And you're talking about Nora. Is that your account number? What? They don't know. The account number, and then the end of it is your order number. You know, first you give your account number, you pinpoint who you are, and then what was your order number? From 010 all the way, you know, 001 all the way up to my order now is 032. Now, I've been calling for the last couple of days about this. Please help me with this first, and then help me with the other thing.
Okay.
It's, my order number is 032. You mean, I'm going to get my account number first so you can look me up in your system.
Yeah, I need the rest of your account number.
Okay. It's 3330-1730.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on just a moment.
McDonald's! Swinger, swinger! All right, it's in a Bueno Waffles.
Okay, just for those that are listening, can you verify the name and address on this account?
That's my name. That's my last name.
Oh, God bless you.
I mean, long story, but hold on. Man, it takes over your life, man. You can't. I'm driving, and then it, like, takes you over, and you're afraid you're going to have an accident. But it's just as bad as texting or really, you know, because you lose all your senses while you're doing a sneeze, you know.
Mm.
And the allergies have picked up since, right before, like, January here in Florida. I mean,
I wonder what it is that's bothering you.
Well, see, over here in Central Florida, I don't know what's like there in Montgomery, Alabama. We have what they call wild oak trees.
Uh-huh.
And they're like every spot. I mean, I'm riding down the street here and they're everywhere. In my yard, I have it.
Oh, wow.
When my wife moved up here, we were from Miami the first spring we were here in 2000. She blew up. She was like dying with the sinuses and everything like that. And then we got tested, and yeah, the biggest one on her arm was the test for the oak tree. And yeah, that's what she's allergic to, and the maple and some other trees. I can't remember all the other stuff. Then I got tested at the same time, and I had hardly nothing, right? In 2011, I got tested again, because I started sneezing a little bit more. And then I found that I was allergic to certain grasses and weeds. So now I understand why I was sneezing all year round in variety of times, because the germination of the grass or weed at that particular time. Now, you know, because they tell me what the grass is and what the weed is, but I just don't remember the name, but I know certain grasses and certain weeds. Then, at the end of, in 2019, I got tested again because I started really getting all juice here. Eyes watering and sinus and sneezing all the time. and it just and I now I'm allergic to the wild oak and other trees, besides being allergic to grass and weeds and cats. And I have 9 cats, 3 outside, 6 inside. But that's not where I'm getting my allergies. The majority of my allergy symptoms from, it's from the oak tree, because it's the season for the oak trees to do the pollination and all that stuff. It's pain in her rear.
Yeah, but I hope it's quick. It gets over quickly.
I mean, it's going to be 3 months of this hell.
Okay. Yeah.
I've tried chloroquine, Allegra, this thing, that thing, mayonnaise, and nothing seems to work. You know what seems to work? It must stick some tissues up my nose for a little while so the stuff can't get inside.
Well, see, that's a good thing for the mask, is that the mask would block some of the allergens from getting in.
But I had a mask. I had a mask on before.
When I was a kid, they expected I had severe allergies. I took vaccines twice a week because I had allergies so bad. They should take no throw rugs in her bedroom, no closet.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't even want to have
the
they didn't want me to have curtains on my windows. And by heavens, by no means don't open those windows. and I was supposed to wear a mask. Oh, God bless you. You know, wear a mask anytime I was outdoors. I only have an air conditioner on. I couldn't have the windows open in my house. It was just miserable. But two shots a week. Two shots a week kind of helped it.
Did it calm you down? Did it calm you down or what?
It did. It did. I did 2 shots a week for like 3 years. And then God bless you. And then it slowed down and I was able to eventually back off every 2 weeks.
No, sometimes I get sneezing fit and I sneeze about 10 times straight, like, or more or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Let's go back to my stomach and talk about this stupid stuff another time.
So your face stock went out. But the magazine.
Okay, on the 25th.
Okay, the magazine.
I don't get any notification as to what's happening with it.
Well, let's see what's going on. Now, the magazine for the Space Dock and your Avenger Class Federation hasn't been shipped yet because it's out of stock.
I know. The magazine's probably being drawn up, and the Avenger is a pre-order because it's being, processed. And once they get it in stock, they will start shipping it out like they did all the other previous online ships. So.
All right.
Read on the advertisement when it finally came available. I knew it was available before, but it wasn't available until it finally came on your site. And that's where it said order, pre-order, and said, I think the write-up says it wouldn't be available like until March. So I wasn't too worried about that. But the Space Dock said they shipped it out. There was something happening around the last week of December. Then they said they said it would be going out by the end of January, by the 31st. And I got a notification on the 25th, but that's been the end of it. I haven't heard nothing else.
All right, let me get your ledger pulled up and see where it's going or where it's at. All right, hold on just a second for me.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so it does show that it left the warehouse on the 25th. Now, unfortunately, there has been no update on the tracking number.
Yeah, that's where I know. That's a surprise. I mean, you're talking about, what, almost 2 weeks now?
It's been out 2 weeks. Oh, God bless you.
I think I got that cough with this thing. But, yeah, don't worry about that for right now. If you don't have information on what I have, sometimes they have delays and whatever their problem is. But don't worry about it. If you don't have anything more, then forget it.
Now, it'll probably be there shortly. The post office is notorious for not updating tracking numbers. And so, if you don't hear anything.
But it's not them. It's Pitney Bowes, your company that's used for the post office.
It's both.
You know,
it's both of them. But if you don't hear anything by this time next week, give us a call back and we'll reship it because it will have been 21 days.
I got to drop my mother-in-law off home and I just got home. But the question I have is, I want to talk to Ralph. If he could put out a notice to, I thought I could talk that link with Amanda last week that she'll take a look. But they're not the two people I need to talk to the most. One is I need to speak with Emily. I haven't talked to her. I need to seriously talk to her, not just emails, but and also Terrell. I need to talk with him because
Emily is already off today.
I know. I don't need that. Just if you could put an email out to both these Emily and Terrell that I need to talk to them. Terrell is off on Thursday and Fridays, so he's probably going to show up tomorrow. If you can have them communicate with me via email. And let me know when's a good time to call them tomorrow. You know.
Well, hold on.
Because I can't talk to Terrell right now. I've got to get in the house and help my wife get home and give her food ready and everything like that. But just get the email out to them to let them know I need to talk with them. It's not the frivolous stuff. It's doing this negotiating here.
Do you want me to have him call you or email you?
If they can call, email me and tell me when I can call back and talk to them. Let's say, we have some time between 2 and 4 o'clock tomorrow, you know, in the morning. Cause I don't want to interrupt them in meetings or doing other things that they have to do, you know, as being supervisors.
Okay.
But, you know, when they have some free time, we could talk to you. Like, I could talk to you. Emily can write, say, I could talk to you tomorrow around between 2 and 3. And Terrell say, I could talk to you somewhere between 2 and 5, you know, whatever the case may be. Just as long as they let me know when's a good time to call. I just don't want to call off the cuff and they're busy or whatever. I'm aware that they're busy people being supervisors. I'm willing to work with them. It's the main of making contact and communication.
All right. Now, what phone number can Terrell reach you back at?
Well, you got my email there, traveler77@msn.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my email. My number is 386-956-1307.
It's really hard for us to determine exactly when is going to be our slowest time, so it's easier just to have them call when it's available.
Instead of me trying to contact them, they can call me at their prerogative when they're available, you know, because I'm available pretty much all day long. You got that. Thank you very much. And the next step, because I want to talk to Emily. Did she send that information out to you?
I haven't
that
seen
we talked
anything.
About?
No, I haven't seen
okay,
any, anything.
Okay, that's what I want to talk to. That's what I want to talk to her about. Did she receive my email? She got all that information? Has she followed through on it? You know, this is important stuff. It's not just to let you see some display pictures. It's something very important. All right. Thank you very much, ma'am. You have a great day. It's always,
all right.
It's always a pleasure.
Well, you're very welcome. I do have those messages sent over to Terrell and Emily for them to call you when they're available tomorrow. Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, stay warm, stay dry on the sand, it's raining out there, and it's nasty over here right now. But thank you so much. I wish there was a way I could get with you from time to time, so for some of these others, you know. Because it's just so disoriented right now because you're not a lot of people working out of their homes and stuff like that instead of working in the call center.
That's me.
All right, ma'am. Have a good night, and thanks for calling Travel Enterprises. And what do you say?
Well, you be safe yourself and stay away from all them sicky people.
Hey, what's the main thing there? Thank you for calling who?
Oh, I was going to say thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great afternoon.
Right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
How do I turn this thing off? That's not the phone. This is the phone. How do I turn this off? Yeah, there we go.